So here's an example from 2016 where instead of consuming audio or consuming an image, the goal is to try to produce audio. So instead of taking audio and turning it into words, I'm going to give it words and say, can you produce the audio? Okay, and so here's, I'll play this example, hopefully it'll come through the speaker system. So someone gave it text and said, produced the waveform, like almost like on a record player, right? Produce the waveform so that you can hear the sound.
The avocado is a pear-shaped fruit with leathery skin, smooth edible flesh, and a large stone.
So that sounds, I mean, that's a, it sounds like a person talking. You know, it sounds maybe a little bit like, you can probably tell it's not a real person. This stuff has improved a lot. This is in 2016. And there were speech synthesis systems at the time, but they were really took like, like little segments of someone talking and pieced them together. And this didn't work that way at all. It really is like making the waveform like from scratch. And it didn't really have any expert, intervention in there. So it's really like it was a new capability and got people quite excited. The same year, there was some progress in making images. And again, no one had ever seen anything like this really. So these are images of birds and ants, monastery, volcanoes. And, they look recognizable. They don't look great. These birds look pretty funny. The ants look like they got stepped on. The monastery is, looks a little bit great, but volcanoes look okay. But you could think of this maybe as like a child learning to draw or something, okay? It's like, good job, keep it up, But this was 2016. Within 2 years, the images look like this. So these were trained on these models were given lots of pictures of examples of people's faces and celebrities. And then you say, basically, make me another image of a celebrity. But these people don't exist. These people never walk the earth. It's like drawing what it imagines a celebrity might look like, right? And so this is like, it looks very, very good. You're hard-pressed to tell that these are not real people. And somehow the way they work is just very, very different than anything that was done before. So this got people quite excited. And then around the same time, there was the first significant progress or kind of a milestone in modeling text. Okay, so not images and not sound, but just like what you would type on, a word processor or something. And this really, got the attention of the world pretty quickly. You really started to be able to have these things write sentences or paragraphs and at first they weren't great, I remember around like 2018, 2019, you would ask it to write a short story, and it was like